In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
What's up, San Diego? Happy Monday morning to everybody out there in America's finest city. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We have a lot of different Padres news to get to today. We have some news on a potential managerial candidate that is floating out there for the San Diego Padres. We talked about this candidate last week about being a potential fit. His name is Albert Pujols. Well, today we got an update on that. Sounds like the Padres will interview Albert Pujols for the managerial job. That doesn't mean they're hiring him, but they plan to interview Albert Pujols for the Padres managerial job. Pujols, who retired as a player in 2022 after 22 seasons playing for the Cardinals, Angels, and Dodgers, has already interviewed with the Angels and will reportedly interview with the Orioles, and it sounds like he will also interview with the San Diego Padres. We saw that information come out in an article from Kevin Acey today. Now, we also got this other news. According to Mark Feinsohn on X, quote, Albert Pujols will not be the Angels' next manager, per source. The Orioles and the Padres remain interested in Pujols. John Heyman was on it, obviously getting previous credit there to John Heyman. That is some interesting managerial news and notes. And we're going to talk about that later on in the show. But I wanted to mention that to kind of start things off. We also will get to some things that were discussed on Ben and Woods. Eric Grubner joined Ben and Woods early this morning and talked about the offseason and Mike Schilt's retirement. Talked about where they're at in the managerial process. He talked about the article in The Athletic discussing his side of what was or what is the working relationship between him and A.J. Preller. Clears things up a little bit on what was said in The Athletic article.
He was asked about the contract extension for A.J. Preller, if it's coming or not. He talked about the team's review process for the season and whether or not he sees payroll going up. That will all be discussed coming up in the next hour or so, as we got a lot of Padres things to talk about. We had a fun weekend in high school, college, and the NFL. I think college football was an exciting weekend in football. I thought the high school games were fun. NFL yesterday, a lot of games came down to the wire. I mean, the Giants-Broncos game was a heck of a football game unless you're a Giants fan. Not a great football weekend if you're Frank Marchese, unfortunately, with Penn State and the Giants for different reasons. It was almost like that for me as well, watching TCU football try to play. But you know what? They got the win. That's all I care about. We're on to West Virginia. Now, I will say, yeah, exactly. The weather delays multiple times. I'm glad I didn't go to Texas this weekend. That would have been rough. I probably, with the weather delay, could have made the fourth quarter, Frank. I probably could have made the fourth quarter. I probably would have been able to watch the entire second half of that game because of the lightning delays. Because by the time some of the delays started to come through, it was already the second half. I actually would have worked out, aside from the fact that they had multiple lightning delays in the fourth quarter, which means they're not selling booze anymore. So no more beer for those poor fans that had sit through multiple weather delays. I would have left, absolutely, and watched the rest of the game at a bar.
You could thank NASCAR for those lightning delays, by the way.
Mm. Why is it NASCAR's fault?
Because there was a race that was called because of rain at Pocono, and a fan was struck by lightning on the way back to the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
So after that, that's why we have lightning delays for lightning strikes within a radius of the sporting event.
20-mile radius, and every time there's a lightning strike within that 20 miles, it resets the clock every another 30 minutes. I've sat through multiple of those lightning delays, unfortunately. But anyway, enough about that. What really is the big picture story of the weekend, at least that pertains to San Diego, and what we're starting the show off with, is San Diego FC. San Diego FC won the West over the weekend. They won the Western Conference over the weekend. They win the Western Conference in their inaugural season. They defeated Portland and left no doubt, by the way. They went 4-0 at Providence Park on Saturday night. And with the win, they were able to secure the number one seed in the Western Conference for the upcoming MLS playoffs because FC Dallas took down Vancouver 2-1, which allowed San Diego to top the standings with a 19-9-6 record. San Diego FC wins the Western Conference. And here's the other thing, too. Now they get to advance to a Champions League tournament, which was big. That's something that Drake talked about with us on Friday to end the show about how important that is, more so than just the number one seed. Now, with the number one seed, they get to wait the play-in game between Real Salt Lake and Portland, the team that they just beat 4-0. And how the playoffs work out, they got a best of three that involves goals and all that other fun stuff that we'll talk about here in a second. Amal Pellegrino and Andres Dreyer were the stars of the match over the weekend. They each scored two goals. Pellegrino acquired in late August from the San Jose Earthquake for $300,000 in general allocation money, scored in the 26th and 63rd minute. Dreyer is the club's first ever goal scorer, added goals in the 47th and 49th minute, completing a dominant offensive display for San Diego FC. Dreyer assisted Pellegrino's opening goal, marking a strong partnership between the team's first and newest stars. Midfielder Jeppe Tverskov praised the team's performance, calling it, quote, a very mature and almost perfect game. The win on MLS Decision Day, the final day of the regular season when playoff positions are finalized, this victory capped a record-setting season for San Diego FC in which they recently broke the MLS expansion club records for both wins and points in a debut season. The club now aims to become the first expansion team since the 1998 Chicago Fire to win the MLS Cup. Now, some playoff implications for San Diego FC. As the top seed, San Diego FC will host games 1 and 3 of their best of 3 first round series, which is a major advantage as home teams have won nearly 70% of first round matchups under the new format, which was introduced in 2023. San Diego FC will face the winner of the 8-9 play-in match between Portland and Real Salt Lake. Match times and TV details are set to be announced on Sunday, which was yesterday. I think we did get a notification from San Diego FC at least about some dates for these particular games, if I'm not mistaken.
Looking it up now. I might have missed it.
I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Here it is. Playoffs first round. Game one will be on October 26th at Snapdragon Stadium. So in 6 days, we will have the first game, which will be San Diego FC versus the winner of Portland and Real Salt Lake. That will be coming up on Sunday. That's a 6:30 start here at Snapdragon Stadium. Game two will be on November 1st, which will be the following Saturday. And that will be either in Portland or in Salt Lake, two places where San Diego FC has won this season. And then game three, if necessary, will be on Sunday, November 9th at Snapdragon Stadium. And time will be determined, obviously, if that game is necessary or not. So that's a look at what's going on with San Diego FC. And again, a big congratulations to them for winning the Western Conference. Now, Coach Mikey Vares praises players, staff, and supporters, emphasizing that the team's success reflects the hardworking, risk-taking, and creative spirit of San Diego's community. Quote, we wanted to be a reflection of the community. Really proud of these guys, really proud of the fans. And now we ask ourselves, what now? Because we're hungry for more. The coach's comments, obviously, highlighting both pride in the team's achievements and ambition for continued postseason success. FC Dallas's win over Vancouver proved pivotal for San Diego. Eric Kayak scored the go-ahead goal to secure the result, while Vancouver played nearly the entire match with 10 men after Matthias Laborda received a red card in the 11th minute. Good news for San Diego FC in that particular case. With that result finalized, San Diego FC officially clinched the top Western Conference seed, marking another milestone in the franchise inaugural season. Frank, if you're San Diego FC, and I'll ask you this question in a second, but overall, what did you think about their game against Portland over the weekend?
It was, as Yeppe mentioned, it was nearly perfect. It was an unbelievable match from start to finish. They were in control, as they have been all season long in most of these games, that they were completely and totally in control. Pellegrino gets the opening goal, and then immediately you're surfing over to see what Vancouver's doing against FC Dallas, and they're down 1-0. So it's like, okay, San Diego's doing their job. Dallas is helping you out, and all you need to do is win, and the LAFC match doesn't matter. And then, you know, Dreyer puts up 2 goals within 3 or 4 minutes, which was perfect. And then you're looking over again, okay, tied 1-1, 4-0 Pellegrino again, and then just unbelievable that FC Dallas was able to go into Vancouver and win on the final day of the year. And that's also going to set up their 2-7 matchup as well, so they don't have to go too far for their playoff matchup coming up this week.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, obviously, it really helped out that Vancouver got a red card. I mean, that helps out big time.
Oh, massively.
Big time. So the game, somebody was asking, when's the Portland-Real Salt Lake game? That is October 22nd, which would be 2 days.
So that's on Wednesday.
That'll be Wednesday. Oh, my calendar's all jacked now. Wednesday at 7:30 will be Portland and Real Salt Lake. The winner will obviously take on San Diego FC. Other bracket matchups, all of them will be at some point between October 26th and October 29th, at least in the Western Conference. Minnesota will take on Seattle on October 27th at 6 o'clock to start their best of three. That pairing is paired up with San Diego FC's pairing. So if San Diego FC would be able to advance to the conference semifinals, they would take on the winner of Minnesota and Seattle. Now, on the other side of the bracket, LAFC will be taking on Austin. That will be on October 29th at 7:30. And that particular best of three bracket is paired up with Vancouver and Dallas, with Dallas winning on over the weekend and Portland losing, they flip-flopped, and so Dallas doesn't have to do the play-in game. Instead, now they get Vancouver on October 26th at 4:30, and that will be round one of the best of three in the Western Conference. On the Eastern side, if anybody cares, Chicago will play Orlando on October 22nd at 5:30. Winner will play Philadelphia. Charlotte and New York City will play on October 28th. Miami and Nashville will play on October 24th, and Cincinnati and Columbus will play on October 27th. Miami and Nashville are paired up with Cincinnati and Columbus. Charlotte and New York are paired up with Philadelphia and the play-in game. And that's a look at the MLS Cup playoffs. Again, as the playoffs progress, we'll talk more about San Diego FC. But I think overall, and here's the other question I was going to ask, and I'll answer it too. Overall, San Diego FC's first season, even if this doesn't work out in the first round, I know Drake Hill said like successful season in the, if you make it to the conference semifinals. I think this season has been very historic. I think it's been very successful. When you're a team that wants to come in and you're in a brand new area and you're an expansion team, and a new league in the market, you got to start off strong by having a good year, and I think San Diego FC did that this year. But how would you evaluate the first season of San Diego FC?
A resounding success from all aspects. The way they created an exciting brand of football to go and watch. Unbelievable start to their franchise's history. Now, I had said it kind of in passing, but what does San Diego FC need to do to kind of draw eyes away from the Padres when they're here to really stake a claim that, yeah, we're going to be something that you can go to here in San Diego, especially if the Padres aren't in town? There were nights late in the season where you were drawing 45,000 at Petco and about 30 to 35,000 at Snapdragon with both teams playing at the same city. That is unbelievable, and that is a testament to what San Diego FC has done this year. There is nothing worse for an expansion franchise than dropping a dud in your first year. That will kill any form of momentum that you think you may have had. Deader than dead. What San Diego FC managed to do this year, not just winning the conference, forget about winning the conference, but playing exciting, winning soccer. Unbelievably crucial to the success of this franchise long term. So it goes beyond, of course, winning a championship is the ultimate goal, but they set themselves up for so much long term success and so much more long-term interest in this team, in this league, by doing what they did this year. And I think, honestly, I think that outweighs a first-year championship, to me at least.
I think it's a testament of San Diego, too, and what San Diego is as a sports city, where you can support multiple entities at once. Yep. And we have the capability of doing so when they compete against each other, obviously at the same time, in the middle of the, you know, Major League Baseball season, in the middle of the MLS season. It shows, again, that San Diego can support multiple franchises in professional sports. The claim that they can't go to games, everything like that. If you try to win and you invest in the city, this city will support you.
Mm-hmm.
The teams that left did not invest in their team. They did not invest in the resources of their organization. They did not invest in their own stadiums. They did not invest in anything. They just wanted people to show up and give them money, and they did not believe in the city. Those teams did not survive. Now, way back in the day with like the Rockets in town, like the NBA, I mean, to me, and the biggest argument I hear is like, well, they used to have the NBA and like that never worked twice. It's like the city of San Diego, when the Rockets and the Clippers were here, is a drastically different city than it is now. It is drastically different. I mean, when were they? Well, I don't even know when the Rockets were here. I mean, that was obviously way before my time. The San Diego Rockets. I'd have to like look it up. I'm sure there's some old guard people in there that were like, oh, yeah, I remember back in whatever.
71, they relocated. They were established here in 67, and then they relocated to Houston in 71.
What was the population of San Diego in 1971, Frank?
Probably 67 would be their first year.
67 even.
Rockets only won. Speaking of contrasting your inaugural seasons, San Diego FC has won 19 matches, scored the most points in MLS history for an expansion franchise. The San Diego Rockets in 1967 won 15 games. Not a great way to draw attention.
They have the total population in terms of like San Diego County. In 1971, the entire county had 1.2 million people. The city of San Diego itself has 1.3 million people right now. The overall population of this county now is 3.3 million people. Yeah, we could support multiple. That's why I don't like. It was a small Navy town when they used to have teams, when we used to have the NBA teams here. Now it's not. And again, it shows that we can support major, major sports teams and franchises. When we come back, we got a Game 7 tonight, Frank. We'll recap what happened in the NLCS and the ALCS, get you ready for what will be half of a World Series, and who knows what it's going to be. Is it going to be Blue Jays-Dodgers? Is it going to be Mariners-Dodgers? We'll discuss when we come back, and the awful uniforms the Chargers wore yesterday. Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan. All right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, let's talk some baseball. We had some playoff baseball over the weekend. NLCS, complete dud. Anybody surprised? I'm not surprised. Did we have this conversation on Friday about the payroll and stuff?
Yes, we did.
People are starting to wake up to it and understanding that the crock of bleep of, well, you know, all your teams can do this, is such BS. Yep, all of our teams can go out there and just spend numerous amounts of money and have it not count towards the salary cap because we can convince athletes to take less money. Anybody that thinks this is a great thing for baseball that you're like, oh, it's great to have a villain. It's not great for baseball. And I'm telling you right now, people on social media are starting to get turned off by baseball. That's not great, Frank.
No.
That's not great.
Especially when you have Dave Roberts come out and say the quiet part out loud and kind of rub it in everyone's face at the end of game four. That was fun.
Everything that, yeah, the Dave Roberts sound. Do you have that, by the way?
I can get it.
Go get that while we're, please grab that for me. You sent it to me over the weekend. I was sickened. They're arrogant about it, too. They know that they are the only team that could do this stuff. But it's not great for baseball. This is why there's going to be a massive lockout.
Got it.
And this is why nobody likes this team. And here's the thing. I find it funny when Dodger fans have to, like, try to defend all this stuff because they know it's bad for baseball. They know it's not fun. I mean, did you see the report, by the way, that the Dodgers want to go get Kyle Tucker this offseason?
Yes.
Do it. I'm almost rooting for it now. Let's just see how stupid we can make this sport. Here's what Dave Roberts said after the game, after they won over the weekend.
I'll tell you, before this season started, they said the Dodgers are ruining baseball. Let's get four more wins and really ruin baseball. Let's go.
Here's what they don't know that they're about to do. They're going to ruin baseball in a sense that people are going to stop watching, which means people are going to stop spending money, which means they're all going to lose money. That is the long-term deal. Because the money is coming because it's a popular sport and people like being entertained. It's a popular sport and people like to watch. That is what drives money. The reason why professional sports don't make a ton of money isn't because it's just sports. It's because people like watching them. If nobody watched baseball, they wouldn't be making the money that they're making. But that's the deal. It's not great for the sport. This is why the NFL is so great. The NFL is so much better than baseball because anybody can win any Sunday. And everybody's got a chance at a Super Bowl because everybody's playing with the same amount of money that are in the rules to build a roster. So you can look at teams like San Francisco. The San Francisco 49ers, the last handful of years, decided to spend their money on offensive linemen and defensive linemen and in the trenches, and they're like, we're going to win like this and not spend a ton of money on a quarterback. And it was very successful. Have they won a Super Bowl? No, because you kind of need a quarterback to do that. But they're like, we can win with the game manager over having a really good quarterback with no O-line. The Cincinnati Bengals are a team that spends a ton of money on their quarterback and their wide receiving core. They could score a lot of points, but the problem is they lose money or they don't have the resources to spend on their offensive line, which means their offensive line is lower. There is some sort of Achilles heel for every team in the NFL across the board. And guess what? Market-wise, it gives everybody an opportunity because there's not these billion-dollar TV contracts. The system is a joke. But the problem with the system, it's like it's made a lot of people money, both the owners and the players, for so long that they're like, why would we fix this? We don't really care. We're making tons of money. The system is totally broken. And it's more than just the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers aren't doing anything wrong. They're doing exactly what they have the resources to do. They could go out there and buy every player that is the best at every position. They could flat out go out there and do it. Not every team could do that. The whole narrative of like everybody can do this is such a crock of bleep. Not everybody can do it. We pulled up those numbers already. How many teams did we find? Four?
Three,
four teams?
Three or four.
I mean, maybe three teams, four teams that could take the amount of money that they get in revenue and put into their team. The Padres are already doing as much as they can do. They can't spend much more. They're spending what? What did we say? It was like 60%?
I believe it was like 60, 61%.
I mean, the Padres are top six in spending most of their revenue on their major league team. When you look at that graphic that we had, again, according to Forbes, the Padres are spending 63.8% of their revenue on their players. Here's the thing. For everybody that says anybody can do this, if the Padres spent 100% of their revenue on payroll, 100%, they still wouldn't have enough money to buy the roster that the Dodgers have. In fact, they would be almost $100 million short. They would be more than $100 million short. They would be $116 million short if they spent all of their revenue on payroll. There's only a handful of teams that could do it. The New York Mets are already spending 90% of their payroll, 90% of the revenue on their payroll, but they don't care. They have they got an owner worth $13 billion. They're like the Texas Tech of Major League Baseball. They got a guy just writing blank checks. They're just spending it on the wrong things. But eventually the Dodgers can outbid everybody because they make so much more than everybody else. Again, it's not everybody can do this. That's like the dumbest thing. Yes, there's a problem with the small market teams not spending more percentage of their revenue on payroll. Absolutely. But to say that this is good for baseball is crazy to me. Have one dominant team? This is what makes leagues boring. This is what made the NBA boring to me for so long. It's gotten a lot better, but the NBA, it's like you knew exactly who's going to win before the season even happened. It's like, why even waste your time watching? So now you get to the ALCS, and it's going to be Seattle and Toronto. And the winner's going to take on the Dodgers. Toronto spends the third most on their payroll out of anybody in Major League Baseball in terms of their revenue. They spend 71.5% of their payroll, of their revenue on payroll. Seattle spends about 46.1%. But the thing is, the thing that makes it annoying for Dodger fans, like for people that have to deal with Dodger fans, it's like the blaming of other teams thinking that all things are equal. Not every team makes the same amount of money. Not every team's got a $1 billion regional TV contract. That's another thing that the NFL is great about. They all share the TV contracts. And all the money that people think is going to the pot disappears on the luxury tax when you make upgrades to your facilities, which came out last year that was one of the loopholes in Major League Baseball. So no surprise that they dominated the Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Championship Series. I mean, that series wasn't close at all. Brewers don't spend a lot of money. They don't have all these guys coming up. And when they do get players that they develop, guess who they get shipped off to? The big market teams. This is why baseball is so far behind compared to everybody else in sports. The NFL, to me, has got the most competitive salary cap. That's why a market like Kansas City can win Super Bowls. That's why a market like Green Bay can be successful every single year. I mean, look, that's why small markets can have NFL teams. They all split it. In baseball, it's about the haves and the have-nots, and that's always been the case. And it looks like it will always be the case, although a lot of the haves are now turning into have-nots with the payroll discrepancy with some of these other teams dealing with the Los Angeles Dodgers now outspending them. But you know what? It's good for baseball. Just ask any Dodger fan. I mean, eventually, wouldn't it get boring if you win all the time and you have all the best players? I mean, you're basically just a Globetrotter fan. I would get bored, but that's just me. ALCS. Can any of these teams take down the Dodgers, either the Mariners or the Blue Jays? Well, we'll talk about what Game 7 is going to look like when we come back. Brayden Ciprenna Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Let's talk about the American League Championship Series. I mean, again, people talking about the money. It's not mathematically possible. You can't spend money you don't have. And a lot of these organizations, even if they spend, they need to spend probably more. But even if they did spend more, it wouldn't be enough. I mentioned already, the Padres allegedly, reportedly, we don't know the books, so we don't know exactly for sure. But according to the guesstimation from Forbes, made $432 in revenue, which is not profit, by the way. They still have expenses. It does cost a lot of money to run a Major League Baseball team. If they took all of their revenue and put in their payroll, which would be catastrophically bad, that'd be a good way to lose a ton of money. They would still be way off. They would be $117 million behind the Los Angeles Dodgers in terms of money. And that's an group or a team that is spending a lot of money. And people in the chat are like, "Well, you got to get a new you got to get an owner that can spend that kind of money." If the solution to the problem is finding people that are richer to buy your team, which I don't know, costs a ton of money, and then just throwing all their money like a charity to the city that they work, that they are currently having the team in, that is not a recipe for success. And no, you're not going to, those people don't exist. You know what makes people rich, Frank? They don't just give away money. They keep it.
Yeah. JH619 in the chat has the answer. Just get a richer owner.
Get a richer owner. Well, that worked out for the Mets, right?
Get a richer owner.
That's worked out for the Mets, has it not?
We didn't get a richer owner. We got the richest owner.
The richest guy. Everybody's like, sell to Saudi Arabia. Yeah,
just do it,
forehead. Or, yeah, let's get, Jeff Bezos to buy our team. And let's ask Jeff Bezos just to write blank checks for players so we can win. It's not. Every other professional league has it figured out. The one that doesn't is the one that's been the greediest. And they're going to put themselves in a position where they're not making as much money. I'm just glad the ownership group here in San Diego spends as much as they do. I mean, honestly, like, you look at the spending percentages, Frank. The Padres being top six in percentage of revenue spending. You really can't complain about that.
Nope.
We'll take it. I mean, absolutely, we'll take it. We'll take it. I think it's more. I think they've been more than fair, and they've put money in the team, and people show up. It's amazing what happens. To go back to square one of this show, of how San Diego supports professional teams, you invest in your team, then we will support you. But the reality is, it's not a competitive. It's not a fair competitive deal. You need a salary floor and a salary cap. Even if you put in a salary floor, it's not doing anything. If you just put in a salary cap, it's not doing anything. You need both. You physically need both. And the difference is, and somebody was like, well, that's like complaining about a guy that makes a lot of more money living in Coronado and has a better life than me. You're not directly competing against him for something. That's a different deal. This is a competitive league. This is a competitive business. It's about competing. And therefore, everybody needs to be able to play by the same rules. Otherwise, it's not a competitive league. That's the whole point of this deal. That's why there's rules for things. But again, as somebody has alluded to in the chat, how do you get small market teams and their fans to be locked into the sport if they already know they're not going to win? I mean, let me ask you this question, Frank. If you know your team is not going to win, is not going to be good, are you going to watch every one of their games?
It's not even not going to win. It's not even have a chance.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, absolutely not.
No.
I don't care.
How locked in are you to the New York Giants this year?
A little bit more since Dart and Scataboo started, but yesterday didn't bother me. Like, I had people joking around, like, asking if, are you okay after the loss? I'm like, yeah. Like, it's actually quite liberating when you're not living and dying with your NFL team every single Sunday.
I'll tell you this. Like, the Padres spend the money and they have a competitive chance. They've paid enough money where their team is competitive enough where, you know, they might not have the same talent as, like, and it's really just the Dodgers. They're the only real problem. I mean, all the other teams are relatively competitive near the top. It's like LA with the amount of money they spend, and then it's like a group of like a couple of most of the teams in the playoffs, and then a bunch of crap, and then everybody else in Major League Baseball. But like if the Padres were part of the ones that were underneath the bunch of crap. Like why would you ever go watch Pirates games if you were a Pirates fan?
Never.
Why would you ever care? Like, are you spending money to go watch them play?
No.
I'm spending money to go drink and watch baseball and probably watch the other team play. No. I don't care. I don't care what they do. I don't care what it's you're not into it.
And again, this is
how
not,
is that good for baseball?
And
is
again, this is not us crying, oh, the Padres are a poverty franchise. We're not saying that. We're taking this from the side of the Marlins, the Pirates, the Rockies, the teams that do not spend, that cannot spend as much money as the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cubs, the Mets. That's the side we're on here. We're saying, yes, there needs to be a salary cap, but also there needs to be a salary floor in order for things to work. We're not saying, we're not coming at this from, oh, we're Padre fans, we just hate the Dodgers having success. No. That's not where we're coming from this.
I am a little worried about like the state of the league and the league becoming irrelevant just as much as I care about college football. And that is also the same thing. College football is the same deal. I mean, the haves and the have-nots are taking over with money, and it's a different level.
And it's getting worse.
It's getting worse.
Because they're trying to catch up, so it's getting worse faster because they're trying to catch up to where everyone else, they perceive everyone else is.
If you want to have, this is the entire point of this conversation. Like, ignore the fact that I'd be bitching about this if it was the Blue Jays. If you want a competitive league, and that's what I want, like in sports, I don't care how much money players make. I really don't. In the grand scheme of things, a society, like having your athletes and entertainers make more money than people that contribute a lot to society is a different conversation for a different day. But I will say this, you are what somebody's willing to pay for. And people are willing to spend a lot of money on entertainment, which means these guys are going to make a ton of money. And that's fine. And that's fair. And if you're one of the best in the league, you're going to get paid some of the best. Now, I like sports that are competitive. I dislike sports that have one team that's really good. I would rather watch a bunch of teams that are above average dueling it out than one great team and then everybody else is just getting their brain smashed in. That to me is not entertaining and it's not fun. For some people it is, Frank. Like for a lot of casuals, watching one team dominate is fun for them. It's not for me. I like to see leagues like the NFL where it is highly competitive and teams are battling it out and everybody's got a chance at the postseason unless something catastrophically bad happens, which most of the time in the NFL is injuries. Same thing with hockey, right? Like hockey's got a competitive salary cap and salary floor. The NBA's got workarounds to it, so they're kind of like more like Major League Baseball. But the strategy in seeing teams and organizations have to sacrifice a position in order to spend money on another position and letting the teams find different ways to be competitive, to me, is more fun to watch. But again, like, it's not just them. In college football, it's the same thing. Watching the SEC and Big Ten just basically become way more, having way more resources than everybody else and cared about a lot more is also not great for college football.
Again, just saw it in the chat again. Imagine crying about a team that has won two World Series in the last 30 years, and one of which you say doesn't count.
That's not what we're saying.
Exactly.
That is looking at the tree and not the forest.
Braden literally just said, if it were the Blue Jays, we'd be having the same conversation. Replace any team with the Dodgers, it would be the same exact conversation. It's not just the fact that it's the Dodgers. It's the fact that this is a baseball issue. It's not a Dodger issue. It is a baseball issue.
It could be any of those teams. You know what? Everybody complained about this, but the Yankees in the 90s.
Yes.
It was the Yankees. Everybody hates the Yankees. I mean, like, if we just made this about the Yankees, Dodger fans would be jumping all over, too. It's not fair. It's not fair. Whatever the team is, it's not great for a sport to have one team that can outspend everybody else and get all the best players. If all the best players are on one team, nobody likes it. I have to listen to all you people talk about that with Cathedral every single day. I do. It's all the same people. All these Dodger fans are like, oh, it's not fair. Cathedral is a private school. And I was like, it's the same thing. But all of a sudden, you're a Dodgers fan. It's like, oh, no, we like this. Hey. Everybody being on every good player being on one team is not great for said sport. It doesn't make it competitive. That's the point of the conversation.
Padres diehard, do you see me jumping for joy with that? Do you see me flaunting that in everyone's face that the Mets have the richest owner and have the highest payroll? No. No, you don't. I haven't said it once.
No. It's not good for the sport. The sport is way better when it's highly competitive and everybody's playing by the same rules. That's all anybody's saying. If the Dodgers sweep the Blue Jays / the Mariners, it's going to be like, you're going to be like, all right, all you're going to do is make more fans check out and go like, why am I watching this? That is the issue. And the only reason why Dodger fans like this is because their team's doing it. If another team was doing it, it wasn't the Dodgers, guess who would be bitching the most? The Dodgers. Want to know why? Because they did it about the Astros and the trash cans. They complained about that. They still complain about that.
It's not even that. It's, have you watched a Dodger broadcasted game?
Oh, man.
Those broadcasts are run by people that know nothing about baseball for people that don't want to learn anything about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
And again, the Dodgers aren't doing anything that's not against the rules. The system is ridiculous. That's the part of the conversation. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. when we get back, we'll actually talk about this Mariners and Blue Jays series or final game seven. We will also dive into some news about the new Padres news on the Padres managerial search. Plus, what Eric Krupner said on the morning show, all in the next hour. Braden Suprenet Show, San Diego Sports Station, 970 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.